One final breaking story before we go. A group of business leaders and high-profile political leaders in Michigan have introduced a ballot initiative today that would expand the state's civil rights law to protect LGBTQ people. The story's still developing. Here to give us the latest is Michigan Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Hey, Rick.
Hi, April.
What would this proposal do?
Well, what it would do is Michigan's civil rights law protects people against discrimination, against things like gender and marriage status. This would add LGBTQ people to that to those protected classes, that you can't discriminate based on employment and things like that.
Who's behind it?
A group of political leaders, Republicans and Democrats. No serving political leaders, though. Business groups, including Tim Apple or Tim Cook of the Apple Corporation, DTE Energy. So business, national business leaders, which means that there are resources, there's money to help push this along.
Can you remind us what is entailed in the process of actually getting this to the ballot, taking it from a proposal to something people would vote on?
They have to, the campaign has to gather signatures, and they're still getting the petition language together. It will be approved by a state elections board. If they gather, it's 400 and something thousand signatures of registered voters. It goes to this elections board, and then if it's approved, it goes to the legislature. The legislature can then adopt it, and it becomes law. No governor signature necessary. It is veto proof. If it's rejected or ignored, it goes to the ballot. And well, we can turn to Trevor Thomas with Fair and Equal Michigan to explain the rest.
It is time that if the legislature does not move forward, we hold folks accountable and be able to take this to the voters to finally get this done once or for all.
Right. So at that point, it goes to voters. If it's adopted, it becomes law. And if it's not, well, it doesn't.
Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks very much.
Oh, pleasure.
We'll have a lot more on the ballot initiative coming up tomorrow on Stateside. I'm April Baer. From all of us here at Michigan Radio, thanks for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.